Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Padawan Unlimited podcast, a Star Wars Unlimited trading card game podcast. This episode is sponsored by Hype. I am so excited because I'm going to Milan this weekend in order to participate in the first ever sector qualifiers. But before I get into that, I'm going to talk about a little bit about why it's just me today and what we're going to talk about for this podcast. So, if you've been following the podcast for the last couple episodes, you might have picked up, because I pick it very painfully obvious, that we are working on improving the quality of our show and this last episode was not of a quality that I really wanted to have. There were some technical difficulties that I did not realize occurred, and there's like a massive echo that makes the audio quality recording very, very like unbearable to listen to, at least in my opinion. And I did not want to provide you all with a product or entertainment that was not of sufficient quality. So Corey, Rob, and I did recording last night, and we talked about a variety of topics like the Galactic Championship prize wall, what those cards look like. We talked about Von Reg, and we talked about a ton of like game-genic issues I've been having with game-genic products. But I'm not going to rehash that because I know I would have a lot of FOMO. Maybe we will talk about some of those topics again in the future, but I deeply apologize for not having the full crew on this episode today. But again, they're for reasons that I think are good for you. Like I don't want to provide a missed quality audio file for you all to listen to. So today I'm going to do some quick things in the same format that we received from a Viking Gaming, Bloody Viking Gaming user that we had, who provided us with the suggestion that we do different segments. So I'm going to go back to that. We're going to talk about real quickly about the collection, talk about the meta, and I'm going to talk about what's going on this weekend. So real quickly, for anyone who is interested in that Akbar showcase that Corey had shared last week, we're doing something a little fun with this giveaway. Again, he very generous of him to be willing to part with that Akbar showcase. But we at Padawan Limited have a variety of social media accounts that I've really been only using one of them, and I've kind of neglected others. But we're going to start, you know, providing more information on those so that you can experience the Padawan Limited podcast information in many different ways as you want. So I run the Instagram, and I post regularly about pack openings, some funny bits, product reviews, things that you might find interesting. So if you're interested in that, search, hit me up at Padawan Limited on Instagram. We also have a Blue Sky account, also under the Padawan Limited banner, which Corey will be managing from now on. And as part of this kind of giveaway, if you are on those platforms, so Instagram or Blue Sky, social media platforms, give us a follow, and that will provide you with an entry into the kind of giveaway for Akbar. Once we get to 100 total followers on both platforms, so like we have about 60 something on Instagram, we have like 9 on the Blue Sky. Once those combined hit 100, we will then pick a winner like randomly, and then we will DM you on those platforms so that you can pick up your Akbar showcase. And that also means that if you're on both, you get 2 entries. Well, there you go. So as soon as we hit 100 combined on those two platforms, we'll be giving away that Akbar showcase. Again, shout out to Corey. Thank you for being so generous with giving that away, that card. The other thing I want to talk about is just a brief meta update. Another suggestion we received from one of our listeners was that we potentially do kind of like a deck tech review live from someone who submits a deck tech. So I think we're going to do that. If you are so inclined to have a deck reviewed by us, anyway, for fun, even if you want to join us on the podcast and talk about it, submit a SWDB or deck link or a picture in the comments, or email me at gil@padawanunlimited, and we'll get that on the show. One of the decks that I've been working on personally is actually Hera. Hera is, I think, an interesting leader. Don't think she's going to initially win you any PQs or sector regional qualifiers, but she got a lot of tools this set, and I think that there's some legs to get some wins, surprising wins, actually. I see a lot of people playing Hera with the colorless base, but in my opinion, I've tried all the different bases in terms of color combinations anyway, and I don't think going colorless is the right move. And I say that because even though you get 34 like health on that base, you sacrifice too much power from one of the aspects. So for example, if you play double green, at least you have access to command, which gives you ramp, which means you can get to six faster, right? It also gives you all types of flexibility in terms of, you know, that double card usage. If you went red, you know, to go aggression, then you would have the opportunity to use open fire, right? Removals like that, or just, you know, daring raid to get that little bit of oomph in order to close a game. I don't think that colorless is the way to go. After testing about 10 to 15 games with each aspect, with cards from each of the different sets, I've actually settled on Hera, so command cunning. I think that is the way to go, because the green-red combination is a little too slow. She comes out of six. Green-blue is okay because it has a lot of removal in the Sentinels, but if you're going to play that, you might as well play Obi-Wan or Luke Skywalker, because they have abilities that are really, really useful to get you there. And then if you're going double green just doesn't have enough, like I think early game removal to really compete. I mean, there's some interesting ambushes, right? But the only reason you want to go double green is really is so you can get command, so you can ramp, and then you have the ability to kind of close out the game in that way. But it's a little too slow for me the way I've been playing it, and I think cunning gives you the opportunity to really make the game elongate the game with things like waylay, with bamboozle, you know, jam communications for events. Help you against the control decks that are out there. Cunning is, I think, the way to go, and I'm going to do a deck tech on that, on a deck tech video on that. So why I'm sharing this is because I really love working on kind of off-meta stuff. So if you share your deck tech with us, we would love to get it. You'll get views from someone who's a little bit more concentrated on the meta, such as Rob, a collector kind of position, a collector, and also more meta focused person like Corey. But then you also have that really wild, out of the way thinking like that from my perspective, that I just think is fun when you're trying to play this game, because it's a really casual game in my opinion. Still, even though I know there is a strong competitive scene. Finally, like I mentioned before, I'm going to Milan this weekend. I have the opportunity to be able to participate in the first ever sector qualifier for Star Wars Unlimited, and I'm going to bring as much footage as I can and information as I can to you all out there. I'm coming in on Friday, and there's an early check-in in that afternoon in Milan. So it's actually not really in Milan. It's kind of on the outskirts in the south east/eastern part. It's like in a different city. I'm going to share what that experience looks like, so that if or when you decide to participate in a sector, regional, or galactic qualifier, you have a better understanding of how it's supposed to be run and what to expect. Because I know it can be a little bit daunting, especially since it's the first year we've ever done this as a community for Star Wars Unlimited. And there's like new features like the prize wall. Like, how do you get these tickets, these points in order to trade it in? Like, what does that process look like? What does the check-in process look like? How would you submit your decks, right? To melee.gg, and you know, what are the judges going to be like? These are things that I know I would be super interested in learning about, because again, I'm relatively new to the TCG space. Really, only been a year since Star Wars Unlimited started, and there's still a lot to learn. And I think that's very important. And I think it's very important for someone like me with this perspective to be able to share it with you. It can be a little daunting, and so let me make the mistakes for you, so that when you go there, you don't feel like you're making mistakes and you don't have like an imposter syndrome, for example, like you belong there, you'll already know what to expect. And we're going to go through that experience together. So look forward to that episode early next week when I have enough time to do some recording. Now, again, I'm not necessarily made out of money, so I have like the best equipment out there. I'm going to be using my iPhone and some plugins to make it work. So I'm going to do my best, but I hope that, you know, what I provide in terms of that recording will be helpful to you all. I'm really excited to share that experience with y'all. I'm excited to participate in the experience. And I hope that you enjoy it. So that's it for now. It's a very short episode. Thank you for your patience with everything. And thank you for listening. Just as a reminder, if this is your first time with a podcast, please like, subscribe, tell your friends. And until next time, may the force be with you.